We're continuing with the seventh Mishnah of the third parak of Pirkei Avot. The Mishnah says, Rabbi Chalafta ben Dosa ish kfar Chananya omer asara hayoshvin ve'oskim betorah shchina shriya b'nehem. That when 10 people sit together in study Torah, the divine presence rests among them. Shenemar Elohiv nitzav bedat el. The Mishnah continues, minayin shafilu chamisha. How do you know even 5 people generates the divine presence resting among them? Shneamar v'agudato al aretz yisada, minayin afilu shosha, right? How do you know even 3? Shneamar b'kerev lehim yishpot, minayin afilu shnayim, how do you know even 2? Shneamar azdi debru yirei Hashem, ish arehu v'yikashev Hashem v'yishma, minayin afilu echad, shneamar b'chol makom asher azkir et shmi, avo yilecha uvirachticha. So again, this Mishnah seems to sort of resemble a theme we've seen also in earlier Mishnayot. And that is the idea that when a person is deeply involved in Torah study, so that is able to sort of generate more intimacy in terms of the divine presence. Now the question is, well, wait a second, why is it, if it gets all the way to 1, it starts with 10 and gets to 1, so what's the novelty in all the higher numbers? I mean, if you're going to tell me that the divine presence is felt, even when one person studies Torah, so obviously I'll know that when 3 people study Torah, or when 5 people study Torah, or 10 people study Torah, it's a Kal Vachomer. So Tiferes Yisrael says here that Ukishoskin Bator Nikra Adat Elv Afagav De Behe Gimel Ubet Namikain, even though that when you have these smaller numbers you still sort of experience the divine presence, Kijimsaim Basef Akoponim Lefi Ribuyam Titrabe Hashpa. Right? That the greater the number, the greater the influence here. And I think that Tiferes Yisrael is sort of highlighting an important point, which is, obviously a person can study Torah by himself, and that's, you know, an important thing to do. But the more you study Torah in a group context, so the more Torah is actually, the more the Torah actually becomes something which influences people who study it. Right? Because the opportunity to study with others allows you not only to discuss the ideas, but to have other people challenge your own readings, your own understandings. And by being able to have that which you sort of think is the right interpretation of a text be challenged by other people, dialogue with them about it, it not only makes your reading more accurate, but it allows you to actually internalize the material in a more fundamental way. So I think here the Mishnah, and beyond just the question of the fact that God is present when people study Torah, I think the Mishnah is highlighting another theme, which is that there is a merit in numbers, right? That the value of the group is not just the presence of the group per se, but the value of the group is that the more people you have, the more minds who are engaged in the Torah learning. The more minds engaged in the Torah learning, the more there's challenging, the more there's questioning, the more there's thoughtful engagement. And that experience is not only good in terms of the quantity of the learning, in terms of the quality of the learning, in terms of the ability to understand that our interpretations are accurate, but it also impacts the learners themselves, because just the act of talking, dialoguing, thinking it through, that in of itself generates a more intense internalization of the material. Now, you hear this a lot of times, that people, they think about the yeshiva and their experience of yeshiva, so oftentimes what they miss most is just the Beit Midrash environment. So what's the advantage of the Beit Midrash environment? So again, it's the environment of chavruta, of argumentation, of constant back and forth. And even though a person is certainly capable of learning on his own or in smaller groups, there's something powerful about bouncing your ideas off of friends, being able to learn things that you may not have been able to see yourself. And by engaging in that Milchama Shel Torah, right, it not only makes the Torah more pristine, but it actually ensures that the experience of Torah learning is not just intellectual, but it's experiential and existential as well, and you're actually transformed by the Torah learning as well. Looking forward to continuing tomorrow with the next Mishnah.